plug yourself into a community. So just like ADPI, whether it's Adam, the Multifamily Academy, find a group, people you can connect with, you know, network. And then hopefully when COVID kind of clears through, you can start doing so in person more. But yeah, definitely plug in with the community and, you know, talk as much as possible.
Hey, hey, freedom fighters. Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast, the only place where military members, veterans, and their families learn how to build wealth through real estate investing. I'm your host, Mike Foster, and I'm here to show you how to stop wasting your benefits. Now get off your ass, step up to the firing line, and make ready for today's lesson. Shooter standby.
Hey guys, Kevin here, and I wanted to take a quick break from the show to fill you in on what's happening behind the scenes at Active Duty Passive Income. Most of you already know that ADPI is not just a podcast, we're a community of real estate and passive income warriors taking action, building wealth, and giving back together. That's why I'm so proud to announce the creation of ADPI's Financial Services Division. With a full range of tailored lending options, our team of pros is ready to provide active duty service members, veterans, and military families just like you all the advice and resources you need to close on your first or next investment opportunity. Click the link in this episode's show notes or simply text DEAL to 33777 to get connected today. Now, let's get back to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast. We have yet again another awesome guest, and he's from our community, Challen Fairley. What's going on, brother?
Not much. Just living it up here in Pensacola, Florida.
Love it, man. Love it. Yeah. So Challen is a Navy NFO down there at student training, about to get his wings, but he's also a real estate investor, and he's got an awesome, awesome story to tell us. So before we get into that, Kevin, what's going on, brother? Tell us what's going on in the community, man.
Ooh, not much. Well, a lot of stuff going on in the community, as always, Mike. You know, between finish up our house hacking calculator and we're doing some big things. So there's some big changes coming. I don't want to spoil them because they're still a ways away. But I would say within the next 6 months, we are going to completely revamp the way we kind of look at single family investing, which is something that, you know, if you've been in the community for a while, you've probably seen a lot of the things we've been doing with multifamily investing. And really what I want to focus on is the single family track and helping, really getting back to our core and helping people in our community who are PCSing, and we want them to help them pick up a house here, house there, and, you know, and get tenants in it and rent it out. Because I think that is going to be something really special for us. So I'm very excited to take a look and add a lot of just a lot of new ideas. So with that, we're talking like webinars. Like if you guys have seen the Middle Spouse webinar that Victoria put on, and now she's putting on some more. I was a part of that one. My wife was on there and it was really cool. And like they covered some awesome stuff. So stay tuned in the main group for more webinars, more kind of things that are tailored to the, like, so what we did was we collected all of these questions that you guys have had, and now we're just going to attack them with these like information packed super webinars. So very excited to be a part of that. And yeah, I'm excited for this interview too. So let's do it.
Well, let's go ahead and kick it. Challen, what's going on, brother? Tell us about your military background and how you got started in investing.
Sure. Yeah. So I graduated from the Naval Academy in 2019. Woo-hoo. So yeah, beat Air Force today.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, really? Like in football?
Yeah. No, we haven't yet, but we will.
It's all good, brother. We got the trophy, so it's right.
Now we do the classic Air Force move from my understanding is option, punt. And then we'll keep doing that and sometimes we score. That's the whole football plan.
It sounds about right. I graduated from Annapolis 2019. I had an aviation contract, reported down to Pensacola July that same year. And then things didn't really work out the way I wanted them to. Had a little bit of a height restriction issue, got bumped out of the pilot program, was able to redesignate as a student NFO. So I've been going through that training, just completed primary flight training yesterday, I'll be getting advanced here soon and then should have my wings in about 4 to 5 months. Hoping to select P8s and move to Jacksonville. But that's the cool. That's the military background. I also have a fiance, soon to be wife, who is also military. So we're a dual mil.
Love it.
Yeah, getting married in November. So we're super excited about that. But she's thank you. Yeah, she's in the civil engineer corps, and she'll be moving to Jacksonville here in about a month. So hopefully things should work out with it. We'll get there co-located not too long from now.
Praying for you, man. That's awesome, dude. Good stuff.
Stay strong, man. 2020 weddings.
I know.
You can do one too.
Yeah.
Keep the faith, man. Yeah. Don't let 2020 bring you down.
Yeah. No, it's been quite the year here. Just even like the flight school experience. I mean, as y'all probably aware, we had the shooting on base.
Yeah.
Then we had the COVID situation, and then we just got hit by the hurricane a couple weeks ago. So it's been quite the experience, but
for sure.
But definitely I've learned a lot through that. So as far as the real estate investing experience goes, I actually had a roommate who my senior year lent me his copy of Rich Dad Poor Dad. And so at the time, I was always kind of had a little bit of an obsession with financial literacy. And that kind of stemmed. I was a quantitative economics major. I had a professor who taught a financial analysis class, and we did a little bit of study on rental properties, but nothing too extensive. But I always kind of had this fascination, you know, of how to build wealth and, you know, generational wealth and pass that on through my family. And so as I continue to, you know, read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that kind of like was the switch, you know. I was like, oh, well, wait, what is it about these assets, these tangible assets, a home, you know, a multifamily property, an apartment. And so that kind of really got me going on the real estate investing path. And then I had a friend who had a copy of Brandon Turner's book, the book on rental property investing. And I actually read that when I was on my basket leave just after graduating. And so that kind of gave me, I can do this. You know, it was kind of a step-by-step, you know, this is how you analyze a property, how you find a property. And I was like, I can do this. And then, so as I got down to Pensacola, I was still very interested in real estate investing, continuing to read, listen to a lot of podcasts. And so I had some keyword notifications set up on BiggerPockets. One of which was like for Pensacola, trying to connect with local investors. And then I stumbled upon this guy named Tim Kelly. And I was like, who is
like
it?
A loser. I don't
know. So I was like, who is this guy? So I found his website, tracked him down. And then little did I know he was in my command. So Chief Kelly. So I went through API, which is with the school's command in Pensacola. And actually had a class that Tim taught on leadership and character. That was kind of
tremendous.
It was great.
Awesome class.
So it was just kind of cool to have the connection. And then from there, that's kind of how I was introduced to ADPI. I read the book on house hacking, and then I was like, oh, well, let's do it. You know, let's start moving, start taking action. And so it just so happened that one of my roommates was getting ready to PCS and moved to Corpus Christi. And then my other roommate and myself, we were living in an apartment at the time. You know, it worked out where I was like, hey, well, we need a new place to live. We can either, you know, try to fill this open room, or we can break our lease because we're all in the same lease using our roommate's orders. And then I was like, I'm looking to buy a house. And so at the time I was expecting us to all be there a lot longer, and it came a lot quicker than I expected.
Right.
And so next thing I know, I was like, okay, well, I got 2-3 months, I need to close on a home. And so that's kind of how I was introduced to Operation Atom, you know, listening to the podcast. And I was like, you know what, like, let's just send it. I'm ready to kind of, you know, stop wasting my time. You know, I want the resources, the people who can answer the questions that I need answered. And then from there, you know, I connected with an ADPI recommended agent, Janet Keller, who's been awesome.
Janet's great.
Yeah. So Janet and I worked together. We looked at probably 50 homes together. It was a super hot market at the time.
Nice.
Total of 5 offers before I had one accepted. But now I'm rocking and rolling, house hacking. I got 2 roommates, and the rest is history. So
that's it, man. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love
and
it.
And I love following. So I love following this story, because hearing it all at once for me now, kind of like you're looking in your mirror and you're telling the story. But when Challen was in Operation Atom, we have this thing. If you're not in Atom, we have this thing called the 30-day live challenge. And essentially, these emails get dripped to you for 30 days, and they, you know, prompt you and kind of force you to put yourself out on a live video, which a lot of people are, you know, hesitant to do, especially military folks. But you know, you put yourself out there on a live video to get comfortable asking questions and getting involved in the group engagement, all that stuff. But Challen was going through, you're going through and talking about all this stuff. And you're like, man, I just looked at like five houses today. Like, I remember you in these videos, you're like, I gotta go, I'm looking at another house. And then I think you had put some offers in and you lost out. And, you know, you had posted this video, like you were super bummed, but you just riding that like roller coaster that every new first time investor goes through. It was kind of like, I was looking back and like seeing myself and you. And then I'm thinking like, how old is this kid? Cause it took you, what you're doing right now, it took me like 7 years to figure out to stop wasting my money. And like, I don't know how long it took Mike. Well, I guess like right after school, Mike got involved. Like for me, nah, man, it took me like, I didn't start until I was like 27. So
for me, it was about 25.
How old are you?
I'm
23. Okay. 23.
So 23, yes.
I'll be 24 in about a month.
Dude, that is such, if you think about it, that's, you have such a leg up on so many people. Mm-hmm. And that's what, when I bought my first place, that's what people were telling me. And I'm sure people have told you, like your agent or whoever have told you like, wow, you really like, you got this rental property, you got it all figured out. And now you just got to keep going. And I'm just really, really excited for you, man.
Thank you. Yeah, we actually just closed on home number two in Jacksonville. We leveraged my fiance's VA entitlement. And so,
boom, dual mill for the win, right?
Yeah. I love so, it.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah. So she'll be What's living there.
Tell
and then
us about
I'll hopefully, yeah. So that one's in Jacksonville. It's a 3-2, just like this home.
Okay.
And so we'll live there as our primary residence. Hopefully, I'll get orders to Jacksonville as well. Be there for about 3 years, and that'll just be a single family rental once we leave.
Nice.
But yeah, the one that I really love is the one I have here in Pensacola. That's where I am right now recording live. But yeah, so this is a 3-2 home. And the first thing I found when I started looking at homes, I started analyzing properties is, okay, there's nothing that was really fitting the needs, you know, the comfort and the, you know, being in a safe neighborhood, being close to base that would fit that 1% rule, you know. How am I going to be able to charge enough rent to make this work? You know, I knew what the numbers had to be, but they weren't quite getting there. So then I had to get creative. You know, I was like, what are some ways I can either decrease my expenses or increase my income? So that's where I kind of found this niche where I was, you know what, I'm going to rent exclusively to flight school students, and I'm going to find out what they need, find a solution. And then from there, I was able to, you know, charge a premium for the service that I provided. So what I do is, so rather than treating this home as just a single family home, this 3-2 has now become a triplex. And so with that, each room is an individual lease. And so that's a problem that a lot of flight school students run into is they come down here, they'll rent a home with a group of friends, and then one person will unexpectedly get orders to go to Corpus Christi or Whiting Field, and then
somewhere
out of luck,
right.
You know, they're there covering the difference of the rent, or either they got to find somewhere else to live. So what I did, I was like, I'll that issue. Each room will be an individual lease.
Outstanding.
And then with that, they don't have, you know, they have the security of knowing that their rent is not going to increase or decrease based on the occupancy of the home.
Look at that.
So
my man
so
found
the
problem
that,
and solved it. That is awesome, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
And like, So I was able to meet the 1% rule. You know, so this home I purchased for $185, and the, you know, the monthly rent would probably been around $1,450. Those are the rental comps.
If you just rented to one person or whoever, like just straight up rent. Yeah.
Yep. So now doing the individual lease per room, I've now furnished all the common spaces. I have all the kitchen supplies. You know, the couches are there. There's a TV there. We have a grill, a ping pong table. We got a dartboard, you know. What do a bunch of, you know, recently college graduate students want? You know, they want to have fun in the house. Yep. They want to have all these amenities provided and not have to move a bunch of furniture in and out. So all they need is their furniture for the room.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm able to collectively charge $1,800 for rent. And so I'm right at that 1% rule.
Outstanding, so. Nice. Man. So tell us, so give us a breakdown of the numbers, right? All of them together. And then also tell us like what, so you had this idea going in to buying this house, correct? That you were going to turn it into a triplex. So tell us a little bit about your criteria as you were looking for homes in the Pensacola area.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the one thing was, one, I want to be close to base because, you know, flight school students, they don't want to commute but so far. And then there's a couple other things they like. Either they want to be close to the downtown area for the bar scene, or they want to be closer to Perdido Key, where you have Floribama and a lot of the beach access. So, and then there's also the students who might want to live the in between Whiting Field and Pensacola. And so there's kind of this three different scenarios. As a student NFO, I'll do all of my training at Pensacola. And so for NFOs especially, they love to live right out the back gate, close to Perdido Key. You know, you're close to Floribama, Southwest Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I kind of determine my location. Okay, I want to be within 15 minutes to base. And so it takes me from the time I leave my door and then I walk into the squadron, 15 minutes on the...
nice.
So
all right.
Location, that's how I decide location. And then I wanted something that was going to have some sort of appeal, you know, something that was not going to be your standard. Okay. Just a 3-2 home where, you know, you're just going to be going through the, you know, the normal home type deal. So, this home actually sits on the back of a retention pond, that's actually stocked with fish. And so we can fish right out of the backyard. Which is awesome. Wow.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So I got some fishing poles. And so I know that's a big allure for students. I just actually did a turnover here recently, and the guy told me, he's like, yeah.
Bro, did you just say the fishing poles were allure? That's the greatest pun I've heard in a while. Yes. Boom.
I don't even think you realized it, y'all. Good Lord.
Yeah, but so I just did a turnover, and the new tenant, he told me, he's like, yeah, that's one of the things that turned me on about this place was the opportunity to fish. He's like, I love fishing. And it was kind of like a little slice of home. So I have that, and we have a nice backyard, privacy. And so then the decision was, okay, either do I want a 3-2, 4-3, you know, I kind of had to find a balance between, you know, triplex / quadplex, you know, converting the single family into a multifamily property, but then also trying to reduce turnover. Because as flight school students, we are pretty transient. So as a SNA, so student naval aviator, you'll be here for about 6 months. It kind of depends, you know, just on the timing works out. But as a student NFO, you could be here for about 1.5-2 years. I'm kind of geared more towards the student NFO, you know, who wants to be here more long term. But the 3-2 was the fit that I ended up going with, because it allowed me to kind of reduce that turnover. It's not too many people stepping on top of each other in a home.
Right.
I have one master bedroom that I don't live in the master, so I rent out the master. And then my friend and I, we live in the other guest rooms, and we share a bathroom. So there's only two people that basically have to share a bathroom, because I wanted to kind of reduce that as much as possible. But, you know, adding all of the amenities, such as having the kitchen furnished, and the living room, you know, TV and that kind of stuff, it made it as easy as possible. You know, they can move in. All they need is a bed for their room, and that's it. And then they don't have to worry about, you know, their rent increasing or decreasing when someone moves out unexpectedly.
Have you ever wondered why some people always seem to be more successful than others in life? Maybe they are more productive, happier, or even wealthier, or all of the above.
The truth is that most successful people take time to plot their course in life by setting specific, actionable, and attainable goals. But more importantly, they have an accountability system in place.
That's why Tim Kelly and I are so proud to announce the release of ADPI's 13-Week Action Journal.
We spent countless hours and poured our blood, sweat, and tears into this journal to ensure that you not only have a daily reminder of your 1,000-meter target, but you will be equipped with a system that will propel you towards your goals faster than you ever thought possible.
Click the link in this episode's show notes to take advantage of a special one-time offer just for our faithful podcast listeners today.
Look, bottom line, if you aren't willing to write down, track, and implement an accountability system for your goals, you don't deserve to achieve them. Click that link, get started today, and take advantage of this limited time offer now.
So
awesome, man. Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about the numbers? So your mortgage, your payments, and why you charge what for different rooms?
Yeah. So, so the home was 185.
Okay.
So my mortgage, is like 1071. That's my pity. My, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance.
Right.
And so the way I went about setting my rent was we actually have a Facebook group, and it's called SNA, SNFO Housing Swap. And it's got, I'd say probably close to 10,000 members. There's
a ton
of people in that group. So anyone who's gone, so every naval aviator is going to go through Pensacola. And so by word of mouth, people will get added to this group. And when they're looking for housing, when they're coming down to Pensacola, that's how they find it.
Dang.
There you go.
So if not, they're just going to go, they're just going to look for, you know, a standard apartment. But as far as looking for a home rental or even apartments, you'll find them listed on that Facebook group. So what I did is I had a huge database of what the market rent was, because I had people's pictures of their homes, what the rooms were, what they're charging for. And a lot of times what you would see is, okay, hey, beautiful 3-2, you get to have the master bedroom. It'll be 460 if every room's occupied, and then it'll be 800 if one person moves out and like something else, you know? So most of the time it was, hey, it's X number of dollars if there's this many people, and then it's Y number of dollars if there's this many people. So I was like, why don't I just like eliminate that issue? Because I don't want to be the person that's like, well, how many people are living there? Or how long is this person going to be here? Because one of my former tenants who I talked to, when he went to go visit another home, they're like, oh yeah, we're all moving out in 2 months. So you'll have to find someone else to live with. So your rent would have gone from 400 to 1500. So
yikes. Because of the occupancy.
Right.
So, and that's the thing I too, you know, especially with multifamily, is like it'll be very difficult that I'll have a 0% occupancy with having three separate units. So I like to have, you know, at least some sort of cash flow coming in each month. So yeah. So the home, getting the numbers, the home is 185. My PITI is about 1050. And so then based on kind of the market rents that I saw within the Facebook group, I charge for each of the guest rooms. So I'm living in one of the guest rooms right now. I charge $550. Right. And then for the master, it's right around $700.
All right.
And so that puts me right at $1,800.
And are you putting your BAH towards like some of your BAH? Well, it's, you're breaking even. You know, you're actually cash flowing a little bit.
You know, so what I do is so what I would have paid in rent, the $550, I put toward the cash reserve every month.
Nice.
And so
that's what I was asking. Yes.
Good. Excellent. Outstanding.
And so, I'm glad I have, because, you know, we just got hit with a hurricane.
Right.
So I'm probably gonna get a new fence here. Luckily we had no damage to the home, but we had six trees down, had to get all the trees out, you know, had to get a chainsaw, had to get a blower. So replacing the fence and things like that, you know, it adds up. And so if I didn't have that cash reserve, I would be hurting.
Smart though. Really smart. I mean, I love everything that I'm hearing, brother. This is great. Do you charge anything extra, or do you think there's any value on stuff like do you have a garage, you know, like driveway parking, you know, off street?
I do have a garage. And so I have thought about, right now, one of my roommates, he has a motorcycle and he keeps his motorcycle in the garage. Mm-hmm. So I have thought about, you know, that could be an extra source of income.
Right.
And then I'm thinking that at some point I might think about doing like a non-refundable kind of security deposit for turnover for cleaning, just to cover that turnover cost.
That's a great idea. Right.
And because it is so transient, it's a pretty quick turnover.
And it's a bunch of pilots.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like when you, I got news for you, when you're not living there, there's going to be some parties.
Yeah.
They're going to be chilling with their bushwhackers from Floribama.
Yeah.
I know how it goes.
That one of the things that I did also find attractive about, you know, doing the individual lease per room is that very rarely will I have several rooms opening up at the same time. So therefore a lot of times it's going to be people that don't know each other living together, which is not a bad thing. Because they're less inclined to host a house party when they're not from the same friend group. And there are a lot of people coming down to Pensacola that don't know people, or they're just looking to meet new people. And so that still is a very, you know, a very good market to rent to, is for that person just looking for a place, with other people. So
love it, man.
So I just want to riff right here on another house hack idea with you live on the air. And that is, get deeper into your niche. So your niche right now is pilots, right? Naval aviators coming down to Pensacola. Awesome. If you went and used your cash cash reserve to physically furnish each one of these bedrooms before you leave, like fully furnish the entire place, right? And then market specifically to Naval Academy graduates who are coming down, because when you're in the academy, you don't have anything. You don't have furniture. And your big thing is like, do you just want to go to work and live in a place and not have to worry about buying furniture, doing all that crap, you know, that you wouldn't have to do? And you can be like probably one of the only homes on the block, and you could charge a premium for that, almost not like a short-term rental, but like an executive rental almost. I just wonder if that would work for you. You still do the same model, but
yeah,
by narrowing your niche, focusing more on people coming directly out of the academy to Pensacola, I think you can make more money.
That's I like the idea. Yeah. Know. No, and another thing that a couple of my friends, so a couple of my other friends down here have both used their VA loan, and they've purchased homes, and they're also renting out, you know, doing the house hacking thing. And so we started talking, and I was like, okay, what's our plan for property management once we leave from here? You know, because we have a very unique situation going on right now. And so I've, over the past couple of months, you know, I've called a number of property management companies, and the recurring theme is like, oh, that sounds awesome, but that doesn't fit our mold. Mm-hmm. And then the last conversation I had, I kind of explained to him, like, this is what I'm doing. This is how I structure my lease. This is how I'm planning on doing turnover. He's like, why don't you just start your own property management system? And I was like, I don't know. I never thought about it.
You can do that.
So that's my newest project is
outstanding.
So,
yes.
Would you look at that?
So two of my buddies, Dylan Hicks and Connor Kohler, we just recently started meeting, but we kind of outlined, okay, what are the things that need to happen as a property manager, and what are the things that we're already doing, because we all are property management at this time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we started outlining those things. Managers. Right. And so we started outlining these tasks. And then we're going to eventually start drafting like an SOP for, you know, how's turnover going to take place? How's lease up going to take place? And then rather than, you know, hiring a property manager, we're going to, you know, utilize like a VA to handle a lot of these things remotely, and then reduce our costs, because most of the system is already in place. You know, we spent the time to make this happen. It's just a matter of, you know, putting it on paper and then passing it off to someone else. So that this isn't something I'm worrying about, you know, when I PCS somewhere else. It's just kind of like a self-sufficient, and will continue to manage itself.
Yeah.
Callan, you got me beaming ear to ear, dude. This is incredible.
I know. the amount of action you're taking is so freaking amazing. And I got to ask you, what are your thoughts? Because I want feedback. Mike and I both want feedback, but what are your thoughts about, like, can you tell us about Adam and, you know, kind of where you were in your process and how it helped you go from where you were to where you are now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I joined Adam, I think it was probably October of last year. That sounds right. Yeah. And so that's when I first started looking for a home. And so for me, it was the resource I needed, you know, to ask those simple questions of, okay, like what's the difference between this kind of wiring or this, or what age of an HVAC should I look for, or roof? And things like that. How should I assess my CapEx on this property? And the big thing was really the accountability. So I absolutely hated going Facebook Live. Like that's not something that I enjoy. I'm not active on social media. I don't have an Instagram. Like you can ask my friends. Like I'm not a fan of social media. And so for me to go Facebook Live, that was a big deal. But it got me, you know, it held me accountable. It had me, you know, actively think, okay, what did I do today to better myself? You know, how many properties did I analyze? And if there was a day where I wasn't doing anything, well, I'm not going to make a video until I do something. Right. So that really held me accountable. And then being able to have input from, you know, pros like yourself and other people within the group to kind of bounce ideas off of, well, did you look at it this way? Or, one of the things that really paid off, I remember, once I actually got under contract, it was, okay, am I going to get flood insurance or not? I'm here in Pensacola, Florida. Mm. I wasn't in a flood zone. And I remember specifically asking you, Kevin, okay, what do I do about this? And you're like, pull the home up on Google Maps, you know, look at what the elevation is, and then look at the recent, you know, flood history. Like what's the highest flood level within the past, you know, 100 years. And I was like 10 feet over it. And I was like, okay, yeah, no flood insurance. Next thing you know, Hurricane Sally comes rolling in. I'm like, okay, please God, please God. And we got, they're projecting historic rainfall. We had over 30 inches of rain here, and still I was nowhere close to flooding. So
Look at that.
It worked out.
I was on the edge of my seat. I was on the edge of my seat. I was waiting for that. And the whole house is flooded and I hate you.
That was awesome, dude.
It just confirmed, you know, like the advice that you gave me. And so, you know,
Love that, dude.
That's it, brother. That's it. And you know what, though? It just goes to show, man. I mean, there is value in mentorship, right? There is value in mentorship because there are a lot of things that you won't see, that you can't predict, that you may have a question on, and you get it. And just that one little nugget of advice, no matter how small that might have seemed, right, was huge for you in this moment. And how many homes around you probably did flood during this hurricane?
Right.
Right? So,
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, and that's, game it's just little things. It sounds like, you know, a little thing, like looking up the, you know, elevation and stuff. But when you're doing this all alone and you're doing it in a silo, it's scary, man. It's just scary.
That's it.
Because you're like, I know. And everyone is terrified of what they don't know. And so like fear of the unknown is definitely a thing. So if you can be in a community that where maybe someone does know that, it just makes things so, so much easier. And then like, it's not like you feel like, you don't feel like an idiot for asking, you know, like there's no stupid question kind of a thing. Like it's just, we're all there to help. And I think 100%. that's an awesome tool. So if you're listening to this right now and you're driving your car and you're like, dang, I want to get started with Chalon, or just like Chalon did, and I want to join Adam, all you got to do is go. So first of all, if you go to the show notes on this page, there'll be a link. You can get it. That's easy. Join Adam, or just go to activitypassiveincome.com/education and you can go and click and find out how to join. And since Chalon has joined, we had some really cool features like this house hacking calculator, which, you know, Chalon, you have access to for life and everything. So that is yours. And I hope you're taking advantage of it on your future homes because it's really, really cool.
That's it, man. Love it. Well, we're coming towards the end of our podcast here. So let's get into that bonus round. I'm excited for these questions, brother. Question number one, what is your favorite book?
Okay. Yeah. So I have a lot of favorites, but probably the most recent was Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss.
Great one.
It's a book on negotiating written by the former lead hostage negotiator for the FBI, but yeah, phenomenal book.
Let me hear your late night DJ voice. What you got?
I don't. Yeah, I'm not. I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared.
Oh man.
Maybe another time.
No, that was that's a great book, and highly recommend. Like you said, the audio book because the way he presents things, you know, that's one of those like some you want to read. I think for me, I wanted to listen to this one. Because I felt like it's just more powerful the way he negotiates and stuff. Super cool. All right. Question number two, who is your biggest hero and why?
Yeah, that one has to go to my parents. Yeah. So they definitely, you know, provided me with all the opportunities to set me up for success. You know, whether it's you know, driving you to sports practices or just encouraging you to perform better, you know, take the harder classes, you know, pushing me to apply to the Naval Academy and things like that. Things that I would not have done otherwise. So yeah, I'm super grateful for my parents and all the opportunities they presented me with. And yeah, I owe it all to them.
Good stuff.
Awesome.
Love it. Love it. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to do a lot of things. So I'm super outdoorsy. I love to be active and I love to compete. So any sort of game, so spike ball, cornhole, racquetball, ping pong.
Spike ball's the thing with like the trampoline that you like throw the thing on.
Yep, that's
and
it.
Like,
yeah.
Is that the beach game? Oh yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that's a passion of mine. And one thing I also did a little bit in the fall, and I'm hoping to start up here soon, was I coached lacrosse down here. So I played club lacrosse at the academy. But I love coaching and giving back to the community. So I got to coach at Gulf Breeze High School for a little bit, and that was awesome.
That's
so
really cool.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Can we get a Tim Kelly, Chalon Fairley spike ball, super ball, mega ball championship? I'd like to see that.
Yeah, we can set that thing? Up.
Yeah.
I
just
want to
see Tim jumping around on the beach. I don't know. Dope. Tim's pretty competitive, so.
He's very competitive. That'd be pretty good.
This could be like some spectator sports, like for real. All right, dude. Last question here. If you had three nuggets of wisdom for someone getting started, like I said, maybe they're listening to this podcast and they've been inspired by what you've been able to do and how you dug into your niche and you're going after it with single family homes or whatever, if you had three nuggets for them, what would they be?
Yes, I think the first one would be just don't be afraid to get uncomfortable. So there's so many times throughout this process where I've been on my edge. Do I want to make that offer? You know, do I want to make that phone call to that broker, to that agent? And so it's, you have to be willing to get uncomfortable or else you're never going to grow. So I'd say that's the first one. Second one is, you know, plug yourself into a community. So just like ADPI, whether it's Adam, the Multifamily Academy, find a group, people you can connect with, you know, network. And then hopefully when COVID kind of clears through, you can start doing so in person more. But yeah, definitely plug in with the community and, you know, talk as much as possible. Don't be afraid to talk about real estate. So that's one of the things that I've begun doing, you know, when I'm in my squadron and they do intros on the first day, like, what do you like to do? Oh, I like to invest in real estate. And like, oh, really? Tell me more about that.
Yeah.
Because if not, people are never going to know. So you have to tell your story and don't be afraid to do that. And then the last thing is just get started. You just got to take action. So, I mean, it's like Adam, and it's like Eric always says, and learn, network, take action. You have to be willing to take action. And so for me, I'm a bit obsessed with productivity. So I'm always looking for something to do. Like, what's the next step I can take to put myself here? So yeah, that's it.
Love it, man. Absolutely amazing. Shallon, this has been great, brother. Thanks so much for your time, man. I mean, obviously you're in the Operation Adam group and you're in our community. So that is most certainly how they can get in touch with you. But is there anywhere else? I mean, I know you guys are setting up a property management company right now. So is there a name for it? Have you guys decided on a name?
No, we don't have a name yet, but I have started making my journey into the commercial multifamily space. Okay. So you can reach me at Shallon@fairlycapitalinvestments.com. Or you can also just give me a call or text at 804-205-8076. So
easy day. Love it.
Easy day. Yeah. And I know we say this all the time, but if you're listening to this podcast and you're new and you want to reach out to our guests and they give you their phone number, just text them. Take action and reach out, because you can start a relationship and do some serious deals, people. Like, that is how relationships and networking are done.
Right.
So, Shallon, thank you so much for your time, brother.
Yeah,
of course.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time, brother. I'm sure you're going to get some texts because there are some people that do it. So if you're listening to this and you think you're the only one, you're not the only one. People have been connecting with our guests. So definitely take advantage of it.
Give me a call. I'm not a scary guy, I promise. So.
All right. Awesome. Thanks again, brother.
Thank you.
All right.
Outstanding. That was an awesome episode. Thanks so much to our special guest, and thanks to you for listening. If you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, make sure you go and do that. Or schedule a call with us by texting ADPI to 444-999 or checking out our website at www.activedutypassiveincome.com to find out how you can get started on your financial freedom journey today. I'll see you guys next week.